You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and today we are talking about how video blogging helps grow your business. Tech with Heart is here to empower entrepreneurs to be successful in a rapidly changing digital environment. And video is king, and also content is king. So what better person to have come talk to you as the expert than the award-winning, best-selling author and speaker everybody knows and loves, Tim Gillette. I am going to invite him onto our stage. He's going to share so much tremendous value with you, but I want you to first understand a little bit about who Tim is. I met Tim multiple years ago when we were both part of the Rockstar Networking Group with Craig Dusbolt. Tim is one of the most kind and generous human beings that I've ever met. So kind, so willing to just assist you. He's been blogging for like a very long time, and he has grown his business just on that premise. And now he's taking things to the next level through video. And I think you should be too. That's why we're having this conversation today. So Tim Gillette, he's the creator of Simple Easy Marketing, in a blog, video, and online creation content creation system designed to get results with your online marketing. And even if you're new to it, you can do this. He's an award-winning blogger, best-selling author, and a highly sought-after speaker. So welcome, Tim Gillette, to the Tech with Heart stage. Yay!
Hey! It is so good to be here with you, Michelle. And yes, I love the heart part of what you are doing. Oh my gosh, we need more heart in what we do online right now. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, let's talk about heart for a second. I mean, you started out in blogging before most of us were probably even doing much online. I mean, to tell you the truth, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there who aren't at all blogging. Mm-hmm. So can you share with the list a little bit about how you got started blogging and what really kind of it is? What is it? Yep. What is it to people?
So yeah, I got started 11 years and 1 month and 19 days ago with a blog. And I, very fortunate, I in the early 2000s, I had a car wash business here in the Dallas, Texas area. And I had this guy as a client who was like a well-known guy. And I sold my car wash and I'm sitting across the table from him. And I said, you know, Zig, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life or business now. I'm out of that car business for 10 years because I got do not compete. And my friend Zig Ziglar said, Tim, you should be a speaker, a coach. And I didn't believe him. I didn't. He said that to me in 2004. I waited till 2010 to take action. And then I still did not know what to do. So I started investigating and searching things online. You know, that Google thing called Google. I think I used Yahoo back then, but Yahoo, Google, search engines. And I searched what to do, how to get started. And I got a guy who in 2005, when I was homeless, I slept on his couch. He created an article and put it up on our Facebook page that said, hey, check out my new article I put on this thing called WordPress.com. And I never heard of it. So I go there, I read his article. Ah, great article, Brian. And I notice this little tiny lettering. It's about this big and this big. And it says, start your own WordPress.com account here by clicking here. Okay, I'm new. I'm learning things. Let me try that. So I started it and spent about 10 days trying to figure it out. And finally was determined, I'm going to put an article out today. And I woke up that morning going, I have no clue what I'm going to write about, no clue where this is going to go, but I'm going to do it today no matter what. So I said, you know, I'll go down and clean my garage for 30 minutes, then I'll come up and do it. And I went downstairs, cleaned my entire garage in 30 minutes and was back upstairs. And I said, you know what? Changing your world 30 minutes at a time. And I wrote a blog post right then, right there, put it up. That was April 1st, no fooling, April 1st, 2010. That started me on blogging. that's how I got started. No big bang, just like, oh my gosh, click here.
Exactly. So it's really not that difficult to create a short article. When you think of blogging, some people get overwhelmed, I think, at the idea that they have to write a very long article. Mm-hmm. In reality, what you just did, where you went and cleaned your garage, you had some aha moments, and then you came back up and actually wrote about how you can chunk out changing your life 30 minutes at a time. And I'm sure you talked about cleaning out your garage in that article, but you related it back to business somehow. Or
yes.
I mean, you can, the neat thing about blogging is that you can have, I have aha moments in the weirdest of times. And so you can jot those notes down. If you're not able to sit down and just crunch out, like just bang it out. Sometimes with technology, you can even just turn your phone into like video or audio record mode and just speak it and then get it translated into words and then just go in and modify the language. So blogging is really not something that people cannot do if they're not a good writer. Am I right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to go out and do a lot of it when you're bad. Most people are confused when I say that. But because when you're putting your first one out there, not a lot of people are going to read it. I'm going to tell you the people who are going to read your first blog post: your mom, your aunt that always comes to everything you do, your sister, your brother, and probably your best friend from high school. That's it. They have seen you make every mistake you've ever made in your life. So don't be afraid to put it out there in front of them. Why not?
So oftentimes, I'm hearing a lot of entrepreneurs, small business owners really struggling with this like imposter syndrome. Like, you know, they've decided they want to step out and venture out and start their own business, but they don't feel confident as the expert yet, even though they've got 30 years of expertise in their industry. So beyond just having the aha moments, jotting things down, can you give us some thoughts about how to organize maybe a structure around being absolute to do what you need to do when it comes to blogging? Like, what are some of those things that you've done to kick yourself in the gear or in the rear to get you to actually go do the blog?
To start off with, you know what I mean? I didn't know what to write about. I really didn't know. And I was scared to come out with ideas. So I put creative mind to work and started just, okay, this is an idea. Then I basically made a commitment. I'm going to write a blog post 5 days a week for 1 year straight. I'm going to do this. I don't know what I'm going to write about, but I'm going to do it no matter what. And it was very hard at first to actually try to do something that consistent. So what I did was I took a subject and then I would break it down into five sub-subjects. So I knew that every week, this week I'm writing about this subject. What's one of the 5 points that I could write about on this subject today? Some of the famous series that we did, one of the first ones I did was, it was 2010, so we were about halfway through President Obama's first term where he ran on the thing of hope and change. And I did a whole series called Real Hope and Change, telling real stories of people who had hope and they made changes in their life. Now, I wasn't for or against Obama, but I just like that idea because it was a powerful word. And I just interviewed 5 people and put a blog post about them. One of the people that I put up was my father, who had passed away previously. Passed away previously to one series, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to do this!" So I called his sister, and I interviewed his sister on things that my dad went through, to put a whole post about my dad, and it was a very unique post, and it was my first big thing. I think 140 people came to it. That was like my first big post. The second series that we had that was a real big hit was the 5 entrepreneurs that I want to meet, and I labeled who they were. All right. It was, and one of them was John Schneider, who founded Papa John's Pizza. And I said about how I wanted to meet him. And 2.5 years later, he read the blog post and called me. That was like impactful.
To prove, okay, so what blogging does is it creates content around your area of expertise, or at least it gets thoughts out of your head and you're sharing insights with the world. So it differentiates you from others in your industry. So let's just say you're an auto mechanic. What are you currently doing as an auto mechanic that separates you from all the other sea of auto mechanics out there? Well, a blog can be that differentiator because it gives you a voice, and it also shows that you're willing to share your insights without necessarily charging people to share to get that insight. You could go to Google and you could type in certain keywords that are around cars or maintenance of cars and find out what people are searching for and create your content around what people are asking questions about. That's a great way to drive traffic to your blog. As well as, let's talk now, we're going to start shifting gears about just writing, and we're going to start talking about video blogging. Because when you create a video blog, are you not essentially creating a blog? Because you're creating a video version of, and an audio version of what you could potentially just have written? Let's talk about that, Tim. What is the value there?
Yeah, that was a huge transition for me, all right? First of all, I mean, I did go through the audio phase where I did radio, what we used to call radio shows, which are now podcasts. But then video, when 2015, when Blab came out, and I could actually do an interview and I had the tools and stuff to do the interview up on a regular basis, I found that people wanted to see me on camera. I still don't know what you find pretty about this. I really don't. But, you know, apparently they wanted to see me on video, but not just me. They wanted to hear who I knew. So I would find Michelle Calloway and I would say, hey, listen, hey, Michelle, I do this show. Can I come interview you and ask you about your Tech with Heart and just find out about it? And interviewing people and asking them about their business and how they made changes. I was just generally asking them. I wasn't trying to come out with this like informal interview. I only interview people who are, you know, cute and blonde, or I only interview people who are tall, dark, and handsome. No, I just was interviewing people who were interesting, because I didn't know the niche I was in. And many of you probably don't. You don't know what you want to do yet. Start interviewing. I call the coolest people on the planet. But they're all entrepreneurs. All of my audience now is entrepreneurs. And I found that through getting on camera and asking questions. I became a student of everybody who was willing to get on camera with me and give up their information in an interview style. That's what I did to make it simple and easy.
So being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
It is a wise business strategy to bring on others to help you more have more conversational content, because it's not just your perspective now. You're actually having a dialogue going back and forth between you and your guests. And of course, your guests could potentially bring their own audience, which is a big win. But not everybody's up for doing that type of a show or a video blog. Let's just go back to super simple, though. Let's just talk about the value of being on camera. So you mentioned you're not sure why people like to look at this. And I just think that I'm going to speak because I'm personally a visual learner. And so I'm also very heart-centered. And so, Tim, when I watch you on your show or on a video, I see your body language. I see your eyes. I hear your voice with my ears, but I'm looking at you and things are resonating with me on a different vibrational level because I'm able to see what I'm hearing. And so there's a huge percentage of people who are visual learners in this world. And if you are only doing audio only or only doing a blog in writing, you're essentially keeping others out from accessing your content because that is not their preferred way of consuming information. So So by video blogging, you're tapping into the visual learner. By stripping that into audio only, you're tapping into the audio only learner. And then by stripping that into text, like converting your audio to text, you're now tapping into those who need to read in order to learn. And so it really is a very powerful medium that you can repurpose. So let's talk about repurposing, Tim. How have you noticed since you started doing more video that you're able to essentially just blast all of this amazing content to so many more people?
Well, I mean, I don't take credit for what I'm about to share with you. I learned this from Casey Everhart. It was a great, great friend of mine in Los Angeles. All right. And he's been on my stages. Dozens of times I've been on his stages. We're both great friends, but I heard him say this probably 8 or 9 years ago. He actually said this, and that's back before we had live streaming and all this stuff. He just talked about this concept and he said, who's the most influential woman in the world? And if I ask that question right now, every one of you in your mind, think about this. And I'm going to say her name starts with O and she's known by one name and it's Oprah. What product did Oprah have in the 1980s? She didn't. The only thing she had was she interviewed people. And Casey taught me, he says, why not do a show creating content? Now I do this. I know Michelle, you're doing that with Tech with Heart. Exactly. We've got almost identical concepts out there. What if we did the same concept that Oprah does? I bring you on a video. I interview you. I ask you about all the cool things in your business, your life, what you're doing to change the world. And I make it so interesting that you're excited to be there. And then I post it live on Facebook or YouTube. And you're so excited. What do? You share it on Facebook with your friends. See, the next day I write you a letter and I said, hey, listen, by the way, your video's up on YouTube. Here's the link to it if you want that video. The average person will share it for you. Again, getting twice as much things. Then 7 days from now, we put it in an audio podcast. I send a message to you. Hey, Michelle, that interview we did last week, you know what? I decided to make an audio podcast for it. Here's the link to it. Michelle, when I give you that link, what do you do with it?
I share it. Tim, I share.
Wow, I get people sharing my content and I didn't even, all I did was interview you. It gets better than that. My daughter has this great company, all right? She takes videos and audios, all right? She puts these headphones in and she types out everything you say, all right? It's called transcribing. Now there's a million companies out there. I think my daughter has the best one. I mean, let's come on. She's my daughter. Of course, I'm going to think she's the best, right? She transcribes it. Well, we put it in a blog post, and then we put the blog, we put the video, the audio, and the transcription all in a blog post. And I write Michelle, hey, Michelle, I made a blog post about that interview we did 2 weeks ago. What do you think Michelle does with it?
I'm very excited to share it because now it's even beefier. So the neat thing is that even if somebody doesn't watch the entire interview, if they're a speed reader, they can skim the blog. If they can read part of the blog and be so intrigued that they click on the video and then watch the video, or you know, send them straight to the podcast. And then lo and behold, Tim's got another subscriber to the podcast because they love that interview so much, they're going to want more. And that's the beauty of media. So I think what we were hoping that you can take away from this interview right here on this Tech with Heart show is that you can do this. You don't have to invest a tremendous amount of money in the cameras and the microphones. Mm-hmm. It is important for you to think big, go bigger and be uniquely you and start carving out this lane for yourself and set yourself apart from everybody else that's doing something so stinking close to what you're doing that nobody really knows why they should hire you instead of somebody else. What do you have to say about that, Tim?
Well, I mean, yeah, you've got to do it in a way. I mean, we've just laid the pattern out for you guys. You've got to do it in a way that's you. You know, one of the most unique pieces of advice I got from Zig Ziglar from that time he had the conversation with me in 2004 until 2010, I just like became a hippie. I looked like Tom Petty with long hair and blonde hair and goofball. And, you know, I wear jeans. I don't wear a suit and tie. And I go and talk to Zig and I said, man, Zig, I'm going to go do that speaking thing. I'm going to get a haircut and buy a suit and a tie. Zig Ziglar said to me, Tim, no. He said, Tim, at best, you can be a number two Zig Ziglar, but you know what? You can be a number one Tim Gillette. guys, we don't know who you are. I don't know who you are, but I will tell you this. I would rather see you be you on camera and find out who that is than for to see you be me or Michelle. Me and Michelle are great the way we are, all right? But like, you know, we're two original copies. God threw away the mold. I hate to tell you this. He threw away the mold and he created you differently for a reason. And we want your perspective.
Yes. So if you feel that this is something you would like to start doing, I would encourage you to reach out to Tim. I also would encourage you to become a member of this Tech with Heart Network, because we are here to support you and to nurture you and to make you feel safe to take that leap of faith and to start doing what you know you should be doing to uniquely separate you from everybody else, to let your voice be heard and to help your faith start becoming known. We really want to help you shine here. The goal is to help you be success in a digital era, and video content with all the SEO behind that, through the metadata, through the blogging, it is all so incredibly powerful. There are more platforms available for us to shine as speakers, shine as individual thought leaders for our specific niche and how we separate and provide a value beyond what our competitors are providing. So really highly recommend you taking that step of faith. Tim, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, and even if they're an expert in, or they're doing something amazing and they would like to be on your show, because I know your show is just amazing, how can they reach out to you, Tim?
Well, you can go to my website, first of all. My name is Tim, T-I-M, last name Gillette, just like the razor blade. I'm a little sharper, but anyway, timgillette.com, all right? And if you want to be a guest on my podcast, by the way, it's timgillette.com, put a slash, podcast interview, all one word, and there's an application process that I will get to know you, but like you can automate and come on my show and I'll get to know you live on camera, which is the best way to get to know people live on camera. It's the coolest one-on-one you will ever do. I guarantee it.
And so after they get on your show, what should they do with that video? You know, a marvelous job that you've done edifying them as an expert in their industry. What should they do with that content?
They should share it on their own podcast. They should put it on their own YouTube channel. They should put it on their own blog. All right. And they should use that as part of their speaker profile, part of everything they do. It's a free promotion. Just like I'm going to promote the daylights out of Michelle interviewing me today. Why? Because Michelle asked me questions that I didn't think to ask myself.
Yes, it's amazing. So many of you are probably, you know, wanting to get more visibility. Maybe you struggle a little bit with imposter syndrome. And so getting yourself interviewed as just who you are and why you're doing what you're doing, because your why is so important. Your story and as to why you're doing, and you've been propelled to do what you're doing to make a difference in somebody's life somewhere, somehow. That story is so important and it needs to get told. And Tim's willing to do it on his show. I'm willing to do it on the Tech with Heart show. We are two really heart-centered, very video media platform entrepreneurs, and we are here to support you. So there's really no excuse. You should just take action. It doesn't have to be perfect action, like Tim was saying. You know, if you need somebody to bounce ideas off, come join our Tech with Heart networking events. We're doing them monthly, so you can show up live, ask questions, join our Facebook groups, our WhatsApp groups, our Alignable groups, and join us on Clubhouse. We are here to support you wherever you are, and I'm delighted to be there for you. So let's just go ahead and take advantage of Tim's offer. Go to timgillette.com. Tim, thank you so much. This has been really, hopefully, inspirational to get somebody to just start taking action and stop thinking, stop overthinking, just do. And Tim, what are some last words, memorable words you would like to leave with those that are listening or watching this show right now?
Well, as my system is called simple, easy success, I'm going to give you the simple, easy success tip of the day. You can actually achieve any goal or dream you want in life if you break it down into enough bite-sized pieces and take it one step at a time, you will eventually get that goal or that dream. That's a fact, Jack.
Man, that is so perfect. Break it down, chunk it out, small, tiny, bite-sized steps towards success. You will get there. We guarantee it. Don't quit. You've got this. You just need some support. So come join Tech with Heart Network. Go to techwithheartnetwork.com. Join our heart-centered, forward-thinking, innovative community of entrepreneurs and business experts. And if you feel that you have an expertise that you want to share back to our entrepreneurial audience, we need experts like you to help us, to guide us. We are here to grow alongside one another. So check us out, techwithheartnetwork.com. And Tim, go to timgillette.com. We are here to support you in any way we can. We are heart-centered entrepreneurs, right, Tim?
That's right.
That's right. So techwithheartnetwork.com. Here's to your success. Thanks for tuning in today.